On the Health and Wellness Show a couple of weeks ago, we talked about the possible changes coming to Canada's food guide. Well, those changes were announced a little while ago, and we're bringing her back to talk about those particular changes and if she was surprised by anything. A dietitian, nutritionist, Lucia Weiler joins us again. Lucia, thank you for joining us. And the first question, the food guide came out as we talked about what's different between the new one and the old one.
It's an amazing time to be a dietitian because our food guide has arrived and it is very different from what the old one was. And we are not surprised as dietitians because the center plate of vegetables and fruit has always been a very strong message, and now it's official in Health Canada's dietary guidelines. A little bit of protein, focusing more on plant proteins, and of course, whole grains. So the food guide looks like a plate. It's beautiful food, easy to see and compare what your plate might look like when you're eating.
Now, when you talk about plant-based food, there are those that wonder about that. Kind of narrow in specifically on some of the things that they talk about when they talk about plant-based food.
Well, food that are fruits and vegetables are always, considered plants. And then, of course, the big change is in the protein area. So proteins that come from plants would be beans, tofu, nuts and seeds. So these are plant-based foods that contain protein, and that's where we're seeing most of the shift. So animal foods such as meat and dairy and eggs are still very much part of the plate, but a shift to a few more plant-based proteins is what we're seeing in the new food guide.
Can you explain the difference between good and maybe, I don't want to use the term bad, but good and not so good proteins and how people can get confused by the two?
Well, protein comes in many shapes and sizes, and the bad part of protein is the saturated fat that sometimes comes with some of the fattier meats that consumers might be interested. So highly processed meats, salamis, where you can see the white saturated fat in the grain of the meat. So those are probably not as we know saturated fat is not as good for you. So we're looking for lean meats, lean chicken, turkey, lean beef, pork. They're all very much part of the recommendations as well.
So we're not asking people to obviously eat that type of thing for breakfast. A lot of people, and we don't want to get into the, well, I don't eat breakfast in the morning because we know we're supposed to do that. That aside, what... is there now a shift with Canada's new food guide to what maybe people should be eating for breakfast as opposed to what they weren't eating in the past?
Well, breakfast is a really important meal of the day. It's breaking the fast, and whether you do it the first thing in the morning or after you start getting ready, the first meal is really important. And we know that Canadians generally don't get enough protein at breakfast. So including some form of protein at breakfast is a really good way to stave off hunger later, get your body in its best possible working condition in the morning. So including eggs and yogurt and maybe even a bit of lean meat if that's your choice. For breakfast is a very good option for starting off the day.
Our guest on the Health and Wellness Show is nutritionist and dietitian Lucia Weiler, who is talking about the new Canada's Food Guide. One of the things that they talked about, and I can see people rolling their eyes, yeah, we know. They are talking more and more about drinking water as the primary choice of keeping yourself hydrated. And they have made a gentle suggestion again that maybe alcohol is not something that you should be hydrating yourself with on a regular basis.
That's a great observation, Ted, and you're absolutely right. This new Canada Food Guide addresses beverages, and the beverage of choice, of course, is water. No calories, healthy hydration, so go for water first. And it does mention about alcohol. So Canada is one of the first countries to come out with a low-risk alcohol drinking guideline. And this is exciting because we're not saying no, but we're just saying low. So what is a low-risk alcohol drinking guideline? And you can get this information online. It's been out for a while. But for men, for example, low-risk guidelines are no more than two drinks a day on most days. And, of course, not every day. So we'll plan on having non-drinking days every week.
So,
and for women... Sorry, that was for women. So
yeah.
Women, two drinks or more, and men, three drinks, no more than three drinks a day, most days.
So is a bottle of beer or a can of beer considered one drink, or with the size of some of them, they could be, maybe expanded and say that that's double. But basically, that's what, one glass of wine, one bottle of beer, one shot type of thing?
You're right on. So the drinking guidelines state that one beer is about 12 ounces, so 340 milliliters, 5% alcohol content. Wine, 5 ounces, 12% alcohol. And distilled alcohol is 1.5 ounces, so 40% alcohol content. So the higher the alcohol content, the lower the volume.
All right.
So generally, a can of beer, not a tall boy, but a regular size,
right,
would be an average drink. Yeah.
So now let's shift this. This is, of course, Super Bowl weekend, and this is when a lot of people have parties or go to parties or they do a lot of cooking and stuff at home. I know that there's chicken wings, but then there's also gluten-free type of chicken wings as well. Let's first of all talk about the Super Bowl weekend itself. Is it an excuse to kind of overeat and overindulge? Because a lot of people do that.
Well, Super Bowl Sunday is a celebration, right? People get together, they enjoy food together, which, by the way, is also a new recommendation of Canada's food guide, is to enjoy the food and cook more often and eat with others. So Super Bowl Sunday could be a start of recognizing that. And, well, there are exceptions to, celebratory days that may be different from the way we eat every day. But I think there's a lot to be done to make Super Bowl a little bit more accommodating, especially to those people in your family or maybe yourself who are trying to make a switch and swap for some healthier options. So we have great suggestions online and recipes that could just use a little bit of swap and make it a healthier option for your party.
Now, for example, and you and I have chatted about this via email, my wife makes chili on Super Bowl Sunday. I either get in the way or get out of the way, one or the other, to help her. But it's basically, it's lean beef, it's lean turkey, it's lean chicken, depending. Would that be the way to go for people if they want to make chili for Super Bowl Sunday, is kind of get the leaner type of meat or chicken to put in the chili?
Absolutely. And you and your wife have it figured out. Start with lean meat, not too much. Boost with lots of beans and legumes, which chili is well known for. And you're cooking it. You're enjoying it. You're eating together. So you've checked off all the recommendations in Canada's food guide.
So when somebody makes a big pot of chili, for example, and you throw in the red kidney beans, what would be the rule of thumb? Would it be one of those cupfuls of kidneys? Not necessarily the entire can.
Oh, for sure. Go for the whole can. Why not? The canned beans are an excellent option, easy to use. So there are recipes actually for hearty chili on Canada's Food Guide website. They're terrific recipes, and one of them I saw was for turkey chili. So you can substitute your lean meat of choice, so the meat is not too much, but the beans and tomatoes and other plant foods really build the majority of that recipe. So just swapping a little bit more beans in there would be an excellent direction to go, I think.
So when somebody is doing this now, they want to have maybe something else with the chili. So, and we're not talking potato chips and all those other great things that, that people munch on during the game. What else could they be serving with the Super Bowl chili? From a kind of a healthy standpoint, if you will.
Yeah, so veggies rule. So looking for veggies and dip, just putting out cut up little carrots, celery, whatever vegetables you you like or can put on the table, and with some dip. For example, hummus that's made from chickpeas could be served. Also, there is a good recipe in the Canada Food Guide for using whole wheat tortillas that you cut up, and then that would be your chip perhaps with an avocado guacamole type dip. And my husband makes the best avocado dip guacamole, and I know we're going to be enjoying that with the Super Bowl chili.
Well, I was going to ask when the game starts, do you watch with great interest or kind of I'll wait until halftime?
Well, it depends. I'm definitely there at halftime, and for the rest, sometimes I'm in the kitchen prepping the first part, but I definitely have one eye on the game. So it's an exciting time to celebrate sport and food and family, and it's a great day to enjoy.
Just before we wrap up, one of the things that you kind of touched upon is a lot of vegetables, but is the Canada Food Guide now saying to follow the half fruits and vegetables rule, where, you know, a lot of your plate should have one or the other or possibly both?
Yes. So when you're looking at the image of the new Canada Food Guide, it's divided into half, and one half of the plate is vegetables and fruit. I would opt for more vegetables than fruit, but it's definitely half your plate, and that's an easy image to follow. And when you're cooking a recipe, it's the same thing. Put your ingredients all out, and it's half of the ingredient that goes into your recipe a vegetable. So then you're on track. Quarter protein and a quarter whole grain.
All right, so the Canada Food Guide is out, and again, if people wanted to get more information about what's involved with it and maybe making little, and we're not talking about making a total 180 change because people can't do that right away, but making the little subtle changes here and there in their diet on a daily and weekly basis, what would be a good website for them to go to get all the information?
Yes, so canada.ca/foodguide has all the resources, and dietitians also have amazing resources and recipes. So trusted source, the website there is unlockfood.ca.
Unlockfood.ca. Our guest, Lucia Weiler, a dietitian, nutritionist, talking about the Food Guide and the Super Bowl. Enjoy the game and the halftime show, and I look forward to getting the chili and some vegetables, and everybody else is going to say I'm really boring, but that's okay. I'm a big guy, and I can handle it. Lucia, thank you very much for joining us. Much appreciated.
You're welcome. Enjoy the day.
This is the Health and Wellness Show, brought to you by BDO Debt Solutions.